crowd noise there. There is like I didn't know, but it's one of those epic songs. You know, it reminds me of it's like his, it's like Prince's, almost it's like his Day in the Life. You know, I remember when Day in the Life on a Beatles Sgt. Pepper's album was first heard. You know, it was like 4 minutes, 5 minutes long. That, other than Like a Rolling Stone, that just, you know, rock and roll, quote unquote, music wasn't that long, and it wasn't certainly with the London Symphony Orchestra and all kinds of shit going on. And that song there, you know, that song has a lot more than rock and roll happening in it. I mean, it's got, it has that rock pinned to a large classical music, you know, world, you know, like, Prince must have grown up in close proximity to a lot of different music. And that's not always the case, you know, with musicians. It's, you know, country artists grow up with country music. I'm not saying that all of them are like that, but in California, I can say just me, you know, the kid, we had the radio, you know, but generally was always tuned to rock and roll. And if we wanted to hear classical music, back in the day when I grew up, FM radio was, you know, you had it, and your dad listened to it because they played Montavani and all that shit on the beautiful music stations, but really didn't, nobody really accessed it. And the difference, they say, with British musicians, for instance, they grew up, a lot of them, in the urban environment where they were walking out of their house or their flat or their slum, and right down the street was an opera hall or there was a concert hall of some kind, you know. And so they were always seeing this and hearing it. I don't know, I'm probably making a big thing out of nothing. Who gives a shit anyway? Let me see, man. All right, today, I don't know if we could do it, but I had an idea that I wanted to I'll make sure I do this right though. Doon, 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 doon. Woo! Can't you hear? Are we not allowed to hear the music? Well, that's 38 seconds. See, that's really long. Why can't I hear that motherfucker, though? See? Oh, I dig. I see. Okay. Yeah, man. I see. Woohoo! Whatever. All right, now, here's the thing that I want to do. That's the fucking guy. I want that motherfucker. Hey, where's the fucking audio, motherfucker? God damn it. What, did they just wash the fucking audio out of that? See something here, man. Purple Rain. How you doing? Hope you guys are doing good. We got fucking motherfucker coming up on Sunday anyway. We got Elcott coming up on Sunday, so there's no point in doing Elcott tomorrow. This is the Intergalactic Report. Or are you gonna do something like this? Wait a minute. I got. When, man, when? When? So, everybody. Great. I got flooring guys coming tomorrow to the house, and we also got to get our fucking heater fixed, even though the summer is upon us. Goddamn heater went out. Why? Because the homeowner, who is that? didn't change the fucking filter. Let me tell you something. If you don't change the filter out in your heater, the motherfucker catches on fire. Or if you're lucky, and I'm lucky, there is a trip. The circuit is tripped. The heating shuts down because it will not continue with that much stuff in the filter and catch on fire. So it's a safety. It's a sort of a safety switch. All right. So that's what I did. I fucked that up, and it cost me like $400 to get the motherfucker fixed. Now we also have. Then I got the flooring guys coming out. We're putting in floors. We're going to put in. I'm getting rid of. Man, I don't know if you're like me. I can't stand carpeting. I hate it. I hate carpeting. I don't give a shit what kind it is. It doesn't matter to me. Even if it's that real thin, real functional carpeting that's just on the floor so you're not scuffing up whatever, I would rather polish the hardwood floor or whatever kind of floor you got out. Faux tile, for all I give a shit. Faux wood. There's all kinds of laminates that are coming out. It's all kinds of great shit. It looks fantastic. Who gives a shit, you know? Because I'm through, man. I did it when I owned this house in Westlake Village. I put all kinds of really expensive shit into the house. And, you know, I don't... Unless you own a really, like a $5, $6, $7, $8 million house, I ain't putting all that goddamn... expensive ass, made in Mexico, Southwestern art, this shit, that shit, unless it's something I really love. In other words, what they say is buy to the house, right? We have a beach house that's, you know, it's a kind of a 1970s era beach house. The real estate ain't cheap around here, but the houses are, you know, circa 1970. So, it's an IKEA house as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, Lauren agrees with me. And I said, well, thanks a lot. That's really nice. She said, no, I mean, but seriously. So I'm going to put in a hard, long story short, I'm putting in something approaching hardwood. And I'm getting rid of the goddamn carpeting. Because I hate carpeting with a fucking passion, with a seething passion. I can't even describe it. It's filthy. It looks like shit. No matter what you've put in there. If you want to shampoo it, once a week or twice a month or once a month. If you want to do that shit, that's, you know, have fun, man. I don't have all the motherfucking time in the world to keep some shit goddamn carpet clean. So I tear that shit out, and from here on in my life, man, there will never ever be any carpeting in any fucking house. Now, it depends. For instance, I had a billiard room once. And the carpeting in there was fucking great. You know, it was perfect. It was thick. It you know, you didn't hear a lot of walking around on it, and it was nice. And of course, it was a billiard room. So, where else did I think carpeting? Everywhere else, I hated it. Even in the bedroom, I can't stand it. Well, it's cold. Put some fucking throw rugs down then. And what about if you slip on it? Well, if I were you, I wouldn't slip. You know, I mean, it's just. Because it just looks like fucking shit. Forget it. The only place that's going to be carpeted anywhere in the house is places where I work. You know, like my office. And even then, you know, I hate it. I'm so happy to finally, at this stage of my life, finally getting rid of carpeting. You know, filthy, dirty, grimy, shitty, stinky carpeting with crumbs and shit. Everything just goes right down in there. It stains. You got it's brown over here, and there's a little bit of something that got spilled over there. And that, you know, like I said, you're goddamn, what are you doing, man? You know, you're constantly shampooing it. All right, now let's see. I don't think that's all right, here we go. Doesn't really matter, because all I'm interested in is the audio. Go over to normal here, just, all right, there we go. And welcome to the Ted Turner program. It's Ted Turner from 50 million miles away from your planet. Hi, everybody, this is Ted Turner. I am an alien, and that's just the way it's going to be, and we're going to be playing some great hits.
Turner program. It's Ted
So that is a little tough to understand. Let me try something else. That is what is called, what is that motherfucker, cyborg? Hi, everybody. This is Trenelak. I am Crouton. I'm Commander Crouton. And well, hi, this is Commander Crouton. Hello, this is Commander Crouton. And I was named, yes, after that small little piece of toast that you put on your Caesar salad. It's pretty funny because my father had visited the planet Earth and said the humans down there are eating these little square blocks of toast. And my mom said, what is that called? And he said, it's called a crouton. She said, that is, in our language, our home planet, that means fuck your mother. So they had to change it to crouton. And my father said, well, why even use the word at all? And she said, because I want to pervert something Earth-like. Hey, man, CNN's got Donald Trump's speech right now, but Fox isn't carrying it. Why? Why? Why wouldn't Fox carry Donald Trump's speech live? I do know that people have responded well to Pete Bone, and maybe we ought to do another Pete Bone. We haven't done Kenny Slag. Hi, I'm Kenny Slag, and it's time for Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance of the 21st Century. We've been meeting here every week and talking about the principles of abundance. I know you've been trying to order our book. Our website was down, and for that I apologize. Individuals have been punished, and they've been segregated off into sectors where they're re-educated. So our website is back up, and my book, Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance of the 21st Century, The Way Kenny Does Things, is available now. And what is the principles of abundance of the 21st century? Notice I said what is. I didn't say what are. Because the principles of abundance... Cut. We're off the track, huh, Bill? We got continuous employment, the likes of which they're not earning what they're... Yeah, we all know the low-paying jobs, you stupid fucking bald-headed motherfucker. Median income is the same as 2009. That's because the entire... economy is shifting away from the traditional manufacturing model, and it's shifting now into an entirely new high-tech situation. Bill O'Reilly can't stand the fact, and he can say he's an objective motherfucker, that fuck can't stand the fact that Obama's presidency wasn't the disaster that he prayed that it would be, that he wished every night that it would be. Bill O'Reilly went to bed every night hoping that there would be hungry people laying in the streets with their guts being eaten out by rats. Bill O'Reilly went to bed every night praying that there would be race wars. He went to bed every night praying that there would be poverty, the likes of which this country had never seen before. He went to bed praying that Obama would be, you know, do something that he would be impeached for, and that the conservatives would run in and rescue the situation. And they would not do what they have done, which is sit on their fucking thumbs and kind of wiggle around on it and get off. That's what O'Reilly was hoping would happen. That instead, what has happened, Bill O'Reilly has spent the last 8 years just going up and down on his own fucking thumb, and now he's, you know, jacking off to Donald Trump's kisser every night. Here we go. Nah, fuck it. All right. And that's it. I just laid it out for you in fucking clear detail. And what's the world's greatest threat? Nuclear. Nuclear is the greatest threat. Well, probably. I can destroy the fucking world.
I hate doing it so much, but again, you have nuclear weapons in Pakistan, yeah. So I would do it.
But Pakistan is no friend to the USA. In fact, the guy who helped us, the doctor who helped us, a Pakistani, Bin Laden, they put him in prison. You think you could get that doctor out?
Yes, I do. I think I would get him out in 2 minutes. I would tell them, let him out, and I'm sure they'd let him out, because we give a lot of aid to Pakistan. We give a lot of money to Pakistan, and frankly, they will do. They don't have any respect for our president. But when you say they take advantage or they're no friend, nobody's a friend to us. They just take us like a bunch of...
I got to get about in 2 minutes, huh? All right. Because what happens is the following thing. When you stop giving Pakistan money, then you no longer have the ability to monitor or to otherwise keep track of a massively, supported jihadist movement in Pakistan. And it's, you know, it's sheltered by the government there. Giving them fucking money and giving them fucking aid is to try to ally themselves with us, okay? Stop giving them... In other words, basically... Push them away as a potential ally, and they go the other way. I guess that's a cool thing. I guess we go to war, man. I mean, going to war, you know? I thought people were tired of going to war, but, you know, Trump wants us to go to war. Ted Cruz is going to have us in a war if he gets elected. That's for, you know, without question, that motherfucker wants a war. This fucking guy here is so goddamn stupid. He'll maneuver us into a war. There's no question in my mind. No question. Because he's going to fuck up enough, and his ego is such that he's going to have to redirect and say, wait a minute, I got to show that I'm strong. I just fucked that up. I just fucked that. And things are not going. I got to assert myself. And he'll maneuver us into a fucking shooting war. God made green fucking apples. Because it's all about Donald Trump. Can I give you one thing? Trump has been buying and selling politicians all of his professional life. Why? Why does any lobbyist buy or sell a politician? To get what they need. So Trump has been looking out for Trump his whole fucking life with politicians. He's tired of doing that. He's decided to run for president so he can be the politician. And who the fuck do you think he's going to be looking out for? Oh, sure, he says the American people... Donald Trump's interests have never fucking changed. His vision, his way, this cocksucker has got nobody else in mind for the steering of the national ship than himself. Don't even worry about it. And he'll get it done. Oh, they'll let him out. Oh, my soldiers will follow me. Oh, he's very confident that even if it was a criminal act, he'd get the American military to follow him. I don't know about anybody else. I don't see anything charismatic about this piece of shit. The thing that I want to do when I see him is knock his motherfucking ugly ass face in. Is that what you call a guy that leads and inspires? That motherfucker is the least inspirational piece of shit I think I've ever seen leaking across my television screen. And is it, you know, what does the Bible say? A tree is known by its fruit. Everybody that I know that likes this guy... is a fucking moron. Everybody. There's not one intelligent person I know that likes this motherfucker. Not one. They're all simple-minded motherfuckers that takes about 30 seconds to whipsaw their ass in a debate on politics, national security, whatever. That's why the best friend the Trump follower ever had is Twitter, because it's 140 characters and out. They drop a couple of fucking bombs, they throw their hand grenades, and they run on. You engage any of these pieces of shit in a debate, they're fucking, I mean, face-to-face, they are absolutely fucking smoked, man. Just toast. I got one guy, though. I follow that LOL GOP. This guy is always saying, make America great again, make America great again. He's always hashtagging that. And every time he does, I write, Polly want a cracker? And you know, he comes back with some meme, or he comes back, he repeats it. But the fact is, he stopped saying it. Now he says Trump train, Trump train. He just want to say make America great again. So maybe I'll start saying Polly want a cracker. Oh, I also said Polly want a cracker when he started. He was on about, you know, no dicks allowed in the ladies' bathroom, this kind of shit. Dicks to the left, vajays to the right, this kind of shit. I said Polly want a cracker when he started doing that. You know, if it's Twitter and there's only 140 characters, you can't have a fucking intelligent debate about jack shit. Forget it, man. You have to argue with bad memes, and it's not even an argument. The only thing you can do is just toss your fucking hand grenade and run. All right, man. I only want to see you in... Wait a minute. No. Oh, my God. Where's my phone? Purple rain. This is Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Hi, I'm Kenny Slagg, and for the next several minutes, you're going to hear me talking to you about the principles of abundance in the 21st century. Wait a minute, where's the fucking... Oh, it's the phone. Now, I want you to go to the phone. What? Uh-huh. No. Here we go.
Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance of the 20th... from the Kroner Building in Chicago. And now, Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance of the 21st Century, from the Kroner Building.
All right, man. Isn't that great? That's me playing the organ. You know how long it... Do you know that that's me playing the keyboards? That's right. I learned how to play keyboards using Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. I'll play it again for you. Now, you're asking yourself, how could you teach yourself the keyboards, how to play a musical instrument, Kenny, using the principles of abundance in the 21st century? Well, one of the keys to the principles of abundance in the 21st century is concentrating. Concentrating on what it is you want, and then going for it.
Kenny Slagg, Principles of Abundance, Part 1, Reckoning.
The reckoning. Looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, I can do better. But can you? Well, you'll find out. There is a place that you can exit on the Kenny Slagg Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century Freeway. All right. Sherry's Berry's pre-roll. Are you ready? Let's get this motherfucker on the road. Is it a pre-roll? And Uber pre-roll. Oh, I got it. All right. Good. That's good news, Jack. Oh, man. Where's the fucking Uber spot? And then the...